Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. You can listen and subscribe to the show for free on Spotify, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Audible. For network or show information, visit ByteRadio.me. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show, Children's Corner. Today, my special guest is Lillianne Fortna, and we're going to be talking about her new picture book for children called The Four Santas. Celebrate this Christmas season with this heartwarming new take on Santa Claus. Dive into this delightful Christmas picture book to discover his magical origin, his reason for spreading joy and love to children throughout the world, and how he is able to make all of those deliveries in only one night. It's the perfect story for children ages 5 to 9. Santa Claus is known throughout the world, but lots of youngsters' hidden age when they start asking questions about where he came from and how and why he manages to deliver toys to children all over the world on Christmas Eve. This delightfully, beautifully illustrated book answers these and other questions about the world's most famous jolly old elf. And with that, I'd like to welcome Lillianne to the show. Good day, Lillianne. Hello, Lillianne. Hello.
No problem. Well, thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure, and I love when there are new children's books that come out for the holiday and can help parents, instill that joy and excitement in their children. So let's start with what was your inspiration for the story, The Four Santas, a magical Christmas story of time, toys, and togetherness?
Well, the inspiration came when I was receiving several children, maybe 8 or 10, and their parents. And I was telling stories about the display. I have a 14 feet by 8 by 4 feet wide display that I create every year, and I have a lot of lovely little ornaments, characters, etc. And in one area, I have the Four Santas workshop. At the time, I did not have a story yet. I just love the characters. I put them together, and that's it. And a child looked at it and said to me in a very perturbed manner, "Why Santas? That's not right." And I had to come up with something right away. So I was, "Well, children, do you know the story of the Four Santas?" And of course it was no. And I looked inside the display and I saw a globe, an Earth globe. And I said, "Children, how many corners in the world?" And some said, "Four." And I said, "There you are. Do you think one Santa can go all around the world in one night?" And then the story started to come. And at the end of the story, some parents were giving me the thumbs up, and I knew that it was a good story because it was the right age for children to start doubting. And I'm sure those parents had to talk to their children about that. And they had an answer, so that was great. So throughout the years, that was about, oh, my God, maybe 30 years ago when I first told the story. Every year, because I create the display every year again, I had the opportunity to refine the story. And then people were telling me, "Why don't you write this story in books?" And I said, "Well, I will." And finally this year I started. This is the first of the series of Christmas stories for children, and they're all based on the display I create every year. So there you go. that's the story behind.
Wow. Yeah, there is always you know, it's always kind of delicate when children reach that age where they, you know, don't automatically, you know, question Santa Claus. But then they start to question and, you know, and then there's that space where they're maybe there, maybe not. And then of course, then there's a point where it's not. So, now with the story you talked about, the four Santas, in the book, you have, a child, Charlie, who is very astute in recognizing a difference between Santa of this year and Santa of the previous year. So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, how you came up with the idea of, you know, that recognizing that difference and maybe a very common kind of question a child would do after sitting on Santa's lap?
Well, children are very astute, especially past a certain age, they notice the difference. And I remember my son was that way. He was starting to ask questions, and other children do. So I thought, well, the idea, I only have the story of the four Santas, but to create that story within a story. So I decided to create that little boy, who is really a perfect image for children that age in terms of not believing and being upset about it and not knowing what to think. And then, you know, the parents around were very kind, and thank God we had a wise grandmother in the story who could explain why and tell the exact story of the four Santas. So, I built that story of a child with his parents, loving parents around him. And despite of that, he was extremely perturbed for one full day until the grandmother stepped in and told him the story of the four Santas.
Yeah, and what I found interesting too is in the story you have the four Santas are brothers, but each one seems to have a specialty, and I thought that was a very unique way of kind of divvying up the many duties that Santa Claus has.
And it comes up to togetherness and asking for help, you know, which I will develop in further books. But it is very important within the family or extremely close friends to ask for help sometimes, which Santa did. And sometimes you're surprised, but you don't dare to ask for help, but you do. And people around you, your family or close friends are delighted to help, but it's the case in that story. So I want to build a story of togetherness. So it's not only within the center, but also Charlie's family. We feel there is love, togetherness, ready to help. I mean, you know, I mean, the whole book is about love, really.
And you know, that's when you go through and read the story, I mean, it's very heartwarming, you know, and it's a wonderful tale, to read to children, you know, during this particular time of year. Now, the illustration, tell us about how, you know, how the whole illustration came about and, you know, it was illustrated by a woman, Marizan. So tell us how all that came about, because that's a very important part of your book. I mean, it is very well illustrated, and it's very colorful.
Yes, they are absolutely beautiful. She did a fantastic job. I mean, she's a very talented artist from Serbia. I was ready to illustrate myself, because I love to do illustrations. But the program I have used for about 20 years doesn't exist anymore. It was absorbed by Corel. I was, I don't know what to do. I don't have the time really to learn a new program, which I'm learning now. I learned Procreate, but I did not have the time. I wanted the book to be done in a timely manner so it could be ready for this Christmas. So I contacted my editor and said, I don't know what to do. Do you have an idea? And she asked me the type of images I wanted. I described, I sent a lot of some of the graphics I had done myself and other illustrations that were really exactly what I wanted. And she found Mary Zahn. And I've been so pleased with her because I gave her details of what I wanted, and she did exactly that. And she added, of course, a great talent to it. So I'm very pleased with what she's done.
Yeah.
I didn't want to add something. Some of the children's books are simpler pictures, which is fine. But for me, I prefer something that's a little bit more classic. And she did exactly that. So I really love what she's done.
Yeah, and it's a, I would say, oversized book in a way that, you know, it's perfect, you know, for children to handle, you know, and being able to, you know, to turn the pages and that kind of thing. And with the illustrations, it seems that there are many ways that parents can bring their children into a discussion. I mean, you know, like the one of the girl opening the present. I mean, with Santa overlooking. I mean, it's it goes beyond, you know, the words, you know, of the book, and being able to capture a child's imagination.
Yes, and I like to do that in illustration. For instance, I think it's the first page. When you see Charlie, and then you see the village where it is. I wanted some animals there. So one fox is on the left, right side, and there are rabbits on the other side, and they look at each other. So what will happen? You know, parents can imagine something about the fox, race us to get to the rabbits, or maybe they're friends or whatever, you know. So parents can add a lot of whatever they have in their imagination, you know. I also want something very important, which is the relationship between the different people. So you see there are a lot of hands placed on the shoulder, or maybe the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law are holding arms, or things like that are very important to me, and it sets the tone for the book. Also, the four Santas, when you see them together, let's say, around the globe, they all have a hand on each other, which means they are in contact, they love each other, they respect each other, etc. So, and then, of course, there is a little dog, and the boy is very close to his dog. The last picture, his hand is on the dog as he's falling asleep. So I wanted all these little details to be there because it makes life so much more beautiful when you add, you know, the showing of love.
Yes, yes, it does. And, you know, also just the familiar scenes of, you know, sitting on Santa's lap or, you know, kind of the opening of the presents or even the, you know, the dog laying on the bed next to Charlie, you know, those kinds of things are, I think, very familiar that children will be able to quickly identify with.
Yes, yes, that's very important. I wrote at the very end, I wanted to be able to see the grandfather and the father. So it's a full family and they are seated together and, you know, smiling and watching Charlie and the scene with the grandma and the mother. I mean, all that is so important, I think, in the book. It goes beyond the story, because the illustrations do that, and Marisa has done a very good job to follow the story and give the illustrations that, create the illustrations I really wanted. So.
Yeah. Now, each of the Santas have a different name, and it seems like, you picked names that can be identified with, maybe stories from internationally kind of based stories about Santa Claus. Like, mm-hmm. You had Claus, Noel, Chris, and Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So was that kind of like on purpose? I mean,
in some way, because let's say if children in France read this story, they say, oh, Père Noël is among them, yes. And then you have Nick. In Germany, for instance, children can say, oh, yeah, Nick, yes. Niklas, I know Niklas. I wanted it to be that way, not have John or name that is sent out. So that's why I chose these names.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously written for a very wide audience, to be able to bring that in. Go ahead. No, I was just going to say that now the book is available from many sources.
Yes, it's on Amazon, it's on the Barnes and Nobles and other places, and it's available in hardcover, softcover, and you can also read it online. It's on Kindle.
Oh, great. Well, that's good. That makes it very accessible for people.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your hope for this book and for parents and for children who become familiar with the book?
Well, my hope is that first it will help parents, grandparents, or whoever takes care of children to have a story ready, like, oh, it's one of the brothers. That could be an answer once you know the story. And if you look at very carefully at the Santas, I think a couple of them have blue eyes. It's sometimes a little bit difficult, but I wanted that. So it's children, not the one that has blue eyes. Oh, well, then it might be this one or that one, So that's what I really wanted. And I hope that this story can become a classic, because it does help parents to go through the phase when children are starting to doubt about Santa. And I hope it will give them a little bit more time, to think of Christmas.
Yes. Well, because that it's a magical time of year, for children and parents, mm-hmm. and, when there comes a point where the child is, less believing, then it can be a little bit sad, because, some of that, the magic is, isn't quite there. But nonetheless, for parents, it can, like you said, it can be very challenging, to answer questions, and try to keep the magic alive.
Yes. I remember when I was a child and discovered that there was no Santa, I was extremely upset, and it made me doubt the others, because I felt they were lying to me. You see, so I know children might go through a phase like that, but it's not very good, So it's a little story that can help, maybe, I hope, or at least I hope, it will help some of the parents and grandparents to help children believe in the magic of Christmas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I became a Sikh and bring joy.
Yeah, I agree. Now, do you have any plans for other Christmas stories?
Yes, because of the display I create every year. Let me just tell you a little thing about that display. I created it when my son was born, which is 39 years ago, because until my son, until I had a son, I hated Christmas. My Christmases as a child were non-existent. I barely got any gifts during my teenagehood. Oftentimes I was kept in the boarding school alone. So Christmas was a very difficult time because I didn't have any nice memories about it. And so when my son was born, and especially as we were approaching Christmas, I decided to change my ways because I didn't want my boy to grow up that way. I wanted him to have a beautiful time, you know, a beautiful season. So I started to buy little animals. They were absolutely lovely. And I placed them on a tray with some greenery around. And that was the very first, I mean, that was the beginning of the display. And then gradually, throughout the years, it grew and grew to be now 14 feet long by 8 feet tall by 4 feet wide. And it has over 30 animations. All the little characters are bought all around the world because that display went on. I traveled with that display on three continents, six different countries. So each time I would buy little characters or items from that country and incorporated it to the rest. So I created a lot of stories, and some of them I would adapt to the country I was in. So when I would receive people from that country, I had a little something to say, and they all loved it. So anyway, I always created stories, and I developed them throughout the years, of course, and that's when people would say, why don't you write them down? And so have started. So that display is a labor of love. It was started because of pain, and now it's my revenge when I see a lot of people come by and love what they see, and it makes me so happy. And of course, my son, throughout the years, you know, he grew up with a display, and it was a joyful thing for him. He invited his class and all his friends, and it was something very, very important. So now it's for my granddaughter. so I started with them and read them the stories, etc. So, and oftentimes, you know, stories came because a child would ask me something about, let's say, the elves. My display had elves, but they were in different areas. You know, they were throughout the whole display. And one girl came and said, where are the elves? She said, they're here. And she said, no, but to that village, something. Okay, well, why don't you go in this corner right here, put your hand on your heart, close your eyes, and try to talk to the elves. Maybe you'll see them. And I said, do you see them? She said, yes. I said, no. Ask them if they're coming next year. And I said, what did they say? They said, yes. Oh, I said, I'm sure next year they'll be here. They will even have a village. So the following year she was at the door. have they arrived? I said, yes. So that's the display I created. Because a little girl asked a question like that. And there are many others. They ask, why this, why that? And have to come up with something.
Yeah.
There is that period
for children. It seems like the only word they know is why. You know, why this, why that. Yeah. Well, you know, it sounds like the path that the display itself is a book. I mean, in the sense that you from the very beginning to all of the editions in the various countries. I mean, it seems to me that you know, carries all of the makings for another beautiful Christmas book.
Well, I have several, but the next one, actually, I already have the story. I just have to write it down, but I have the story. It will be about an elf who saved Christmas because the night was so dark. The reindeers could not. So it's a story about an elf who had a great idea and he saved Christmas. So, for so many times, and he's good friends with fairies and they're coming to help, you know, etc. So it will be fun with lots of motions. I don't know if I'll do a video as well because there will be, in my head, there will be a lot of dancing and singing and joyful celebration, lots of movement.
Mm-hmm.
So see how I can create that. But, yeah, it's that's the next story.
Well, okay, good. I look forward to that. I look forward to that.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know, but I plan on starting after the holidays, you know, to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I will have other books that will not be Christmas, but for children. And they will be based on messages I have in my first book, The Wings from Above. Some people, after reading the book, said, why don't you write books based on the messages you give here in the book? And I thought about it, and I said, well, that's a great idea. So my goal will be to write another series, but my goal will be to help young readers recognize the signs and synchronicity in their lives and to empower them with to face daily challenges with more confidence and maybe resilience. I will provide tools for emotional growth and maybe even self-discovery. I'll do that, and I'd like to help them. I help nurture a sense of wonder and a connection in their lives. I mean, there are lots of young people now who have difficulties, and I'd love to do something that will address some of the challenges they have. So there will be one topic at a time. It could be bullying. It could be the size of the body, the color of the skin. It could be the death of an animal, etc. There are so many different things I could talk about, but I would create them as more like a fairy tale. And make them very appealing for the children to read, and they could recognize themselves. And I want it to be, you know, without all skin colors and body shape, etc. I want all the children to be included in those stories so they can recognize themselves.
Yeah, that's good. You know, children need that kind of positive inquiry, you know, available to them to, you know, to channel their energies and their curiosity in positive directions.
Yeah, so that's really fun to do, and I plan on connecting with school teachers and other educators to get a better sense of what the children are facing today. I mean, I can see that with my granddaughter and so, but I would like to have ideas from professionals so I can choose topics very carefully and develop the topic to help.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I really like your book, Lillian. It's a wonderful addition to the story of Christmas for parents to be able to reach with their children and answer some of those hard questions that they get this time of year. So, you make a wonderful gift. Yes.
And to answer the question, hey, it's the brother. You know?
Right. Right.
Just
it's Nick. It's
just to make it
yeah, easy. I agree.
I really love for that book to become, the story to become something that is widespread, because I think it will help a lot of people go through that phase that can be a bit challenging, I would say. I remember that time with my son, and it was a little bit challenging, I would say, you know. And I remember my son so upset that I would not trust grown-ups for a while because I didn't like to. So other things they would say, So I remember that time, and you know, children react differently, but I'd like something that is fun and warm and a logical explanation to the mystery of the Santa, or Santa Claus.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Now, I did notice that if people want to pick up the book, if they just go on and do an internet search for The Four Santas, there are many different opportunities, different places where they can pick up the book. So that would be a great way for, to find it. So we really want to thank you for your time, Lillian, and sharing your story and your new book with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Robert. It was a delight to be able to chat with you and present my book. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Again, everyone, today my special guest has been Lillian Forta, and we've been talking about her new book, The Four Santas, a magical Christmas story of time, toys, and togetherness. And again, if you just search on the internet, do a search of The Four Santas, you'll find many different places where it's available, including Amazon. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show, Children's Corner. Until we meet again, thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to BikeRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth Children's Corner show. To become a show follower, visit www.blogtalkradio.com/BikeRadioMe and click on the follow link. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at BikeRadioMe, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. Be sure to visit our website at www.BikeRadio.me, that's BikeRadio.me. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.